Paul Ramel here in the studio. We have another Community Cares Coffee Hour with Becky Shellstead. Becky's in the studio. How's it going, Becky?
Hello. Fabulous.
Good. How about this weather?
Love it. Could be this way year-round.
Yeah, that's what everyone's talking about is this weather. This is almost scary, isn't it?
It is. You hope that nothing's bad is going to happen now because we've had it so nice.
Yep. Last week of January, first week of February. Crazy.
Spring already.
Yep. For sure.
We'll take it.
Yep. Everybody likes it, but I like winter. It's my favorite season.
Okay.
And I'm kind of torn.
Okay, I like this.
All right. Hey, Becky, tell our listeners a little bit about what you've been doing at the Madison Merck.
We made it a year. Well, we've done it almost 2 years, but this last year has been awesome, and it's been a great learning experience, and I hope that people that have come to the coffee hour have enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. We're going to change some things up this year in 2024, starting now in February. On February 7th, we are going to start having it at 1 p.m. We're trying to find the right hour that you don't already have a coffee hour, that you don't have bingo, that you don't, you know, there's just so many things that Madison has to offer. It's awesome that there's so many things that you can do in our community, but we'd like this to be one thing that you feel like you could come to and have time for. So we're going to try 1 p.m. It's not written in stone, but we would like to try it at 1 p.m. now. So
let's back up here. First of all, the subject matter, what are we discussing here? About caregiving, right?
Well, it's about caring for others.
Caring for others.
Yep. Okay. We don't really want to call it caregiving because nobody thinks they're a caregiver.
Oh.
That's just my job. It's just what I do. I'm not a caregiver. It's just what I do. So we want to kind of change the whole mood of it to be just caring for others, caring for another, just caring.
Yep.
And it happens at every age. I mean, little sisters or big sisters take care of their little brothers, and sons take care of their moms. And, you know, it's not an age thing. It's a movement. A carer can be a person who just wants to help. So that is where we're at.
Okay. All right. So, I'm just going to turn it over to you and give you the floor here. And so you're kind of switching things up. You usually meet every Wednesday at the Madison Merck.
Yes, at 1 o'clock, starting now on February 7th.
Still on Wednesday.
Yep, still on Wednesdays.
And it's open to the public. Anybody can come. It's free.
Yes, and a free coffee and treats.
There we go.
So if you need a free cup of coffee, come at 1 o'clock to the Mercantile. Oh, it's at the Madison Mercantile. Don't want to forget that.
That's right. Love
the Madison Mercantile.
Yep.
We're going to kind of start going week by week. The first Wednesdays of the month are going to be kind of unstructured. We're going to be talking about anything, your thoughts, stories, any questions, talking about holidays coming up, any opportunities out there, anything that might help if you're caring for another person, or just activities that are happening at the Madison Mercantile also will be highlighted. The second Wednesday, we'll focus on art and music, which we love at the gallery. Chris loves giving gallery tours. Sometimes they have live music. We do hand-on experiences, such as Deb Meyer came and we did worry dolls. At Christmas time, she came and we did some ornaments. And she shows us just things you can do with people that you care for. Mm-hmm. And it's not always having to just sit down and talk or whatever. It's actually things you can do that help you care for others and gives you something random to do. Or if you're the one being cared for, you can also come that too. Mm-hmm. You don't always have to be the one doing the caring. You can, if you're the cared for, you're also welcome to come. The third Wednesday will focus on mental health. She will be sharing strategies, resources, actually join in conversation about mental resiliency and just sharing anything that you might have on your mind. The fourth Wednesday will focus on physical health, balance, stretching, yoga, nutrition. Now we have in-house at the Mercantile Zach Gierman, and he is running classes and he does personal things. The Mercantile is lucky to have him, and so if you can come talk to him anytime. But on the fourth Wednesdays for the Community Cares Coffee Hour, we'll be talking about our physical health and as caring for someone, how important your own physical health is, and then what you do for others. If there's a fifth Wednesday, we're just going to be kind of creative and just kind of wing it.
Okay.
So We also went to a family council meeting at the nursing home and last week, and we'd like to hook up with Prairie Winds, Hilltop, and the Care Center, and start some relationship with them, and maybe the families of the people that have loved ones at those places. We'd like to work along with them because we know that they love caring for their loved ones. So we'd like to also make that kind of a section in our group. Let's see, February 7th, not this coming Wednesday, but in February the 7th, we will be just doing an overview and an idea session about what worked and what didn't work for the Community Cares Coffee Hour in 2023. We all care about others, and we want to find out how we can enhance that by just talking to the real people and how they feel about caring. The February 14th is Valentine's Day, and so Chris will be helping us appreciate arts and music. And the fun thing about Valentine's Day is little blessings, our cute little blessings are going to be coming there in the morning and making cards. And so we are hoping that maybe we can move with their sweetness and maybe incorporate something into our discussion about love at this time of year and how hard it can be or how wonderful it can be on Valentine's Day for those that care for others.
So Valentine's falls on a Wednesday.
Yes.
All right.
Yay.
Good for you.
Yeah. February 21st, we will be discussing Woodland Centers. They have a mobile crisis response service now at the Mercantile on Tuesdays and Fridays from 9 to 3. And so we're just going to kind of let you know what their business is all about and give you all the information they've got, and I thought maybe we could talk about if there's times that maybe you thought you should call the crisis center but you didn't, and what your feelings were for that, and if it was for someone else, if it was for yourself. We really want you to be able to open up and just share with us and what's said at the Mercantile stays at the Mercantile. So we're welcome to have you join us. Friday, February 16th is National Caregivers Day. It's always the third Friday in February that started in 2016. And we want to just thank everyone who cares for others. Right. And so I don't know how much time we have left.
Yep, we got time left. Go ahead.
I just wanted to kind of let you know, I found this somewhere about if you know a carer. And a carer is just someone who, you know, cares. And so when you are caring for another person, you know, you're always thinking of the other person, but sometimes you just need to think of yourself. Yep. So if you want to help a carer, you can ask what you can do for them. Practical things like cooking their favorite meal, washing their car, walking their dog, watering their garden, doing their grocery shopping, or emptying their ironing basket. I would love that. Don't wait for them to ask you. Buy them a small gift, flowers, or write a card that shows that you recognize how hard their life can be. Give them the gift of time. What can you do to give them the time to have their hair cut, go for a walk, visit a friend, without having to feel guilty or to rush back home? Even having the time for a relaxing bath or sitting in the garden or reading a book can be a luxury. Sit and listen to them. Let them let steam off. Share their frustrations and tell you what's on their mind right now. Helping to care for the carer can be as much needed and appreciated role for friends. So we need to remember the carers.
Yep.
Also.
Yep. Very good, Becky. Anything else? You got some more stuff?
Just one thing about, you know, you don't think you're a caregiver. And one thing with thoughts is it drives your emotions. So when you're caring for someone, you're always thinking of them, but then that also generates feelings which you act upon. And so that action gives you the end result. So you're hoping that your thoughts drive your emotions in the correct way. Mm-hmm. And so if you're others to help people deal with their thoughts, to help them with their emotional needs.
Right. Good. Well, a lot of information there. This caregiving group that Becky has kind of orchestrated here at the Madison Mercantile, basically different people come all the time. So if you're listening, you're welcome to come to this and tell our listeners when it is it again.
It's Wednesdays at 1 p.m. at the Madison Mercantile, and you can come from anywhere. Dawson, Bellingham, Lewisburg, yep. Nassau, Appleton, Ortonville, you're welcome from anywhere. Yep. And you don't have to be 60 or over. You can be any age.
Yeah, it's good therapy for people.
It's a great place to
talk. You can just sit and listen. You don't have to speak.
Right.
You can just sit and listen and really soak it all in and know that you are not alone in caregiving.
Exactly.
Right? And there's other things too.
So yes.
I know the few times I've been there, there's always different people there. So So come on down the Madison Merc every Wednesday.
Yes, at 1 o'clock. 1 p.m. It used to be at 10, and then it used to be at 3. Now it's at 1.
Well,
we're
going to
give
one
a shot.
Okay.
Thank
All
you.
Right. You bet, Becky. Thanks for coming in. We'll see you Wednesday.
All right, thanks. Bye.
That's Becky Shellstead with Community Cares Coffee Hour here on Q92.